come out to the parking lot of Slug Mag's new office space for the final Slug picnic of the summer on Saturday, September 19th. Get some fresh air and live music from Arushi and Amishi, Flamenco del Lago, and Maestro Gabino Flores, classical guitarist. Rent out a picnic spot for you and your crew with picnic gear. We'll provide a food truck, local artisan shops, and tunes for the whole family to enjoy. Dogs welcome. Visit slugmag.com to purchase your tickets.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hello, my name is Drew, and I play in a band called Sunhills, and my pronouns are he, him. I play in a band with B. Zitting, Leo Calderon, and Sam Olson.
I don't know where you take me, but I'd love to stay. When you take me away, it's my favorite place.
Sunhills has evolved a lot over the EP that we've put out, from just very clean and smooth alternative music similar to Neon Trees or The Killers, and have morphed into this surfy, euphoric, psychedelic garage pop. The EP is Roll Your Windows Down. It was based off this photo collection that my grandpa had did, and it was full of stock photos that he'd taken. He was a photographer in the 60s, and made this book as like a sincere attempt to reinvent stock photos and make them meaningful rather than corny, but still be marketable and usable for people who need stock photos. And I was like, wow, that's what I want to do with music, is I want to create profound but like important and authentic music that can still be marketed and enjoyed by a lot of people. And the album cover is one of those stock photos, actually. It's a photo of some model's hands on a typewriter, and flipping through that book was like, oh, there it is. That's what the project needs to be. And then it morphed into, as I was finishing those songs, was like, no, this is music you roll your windows down to. Sunhills started just as me making music and trying to capture that sense of euphoria and just understanding that music brought me. I have always felt like there's something about music that can understand you that religion didn't provide, or relationships didn't provide for a long time, or any worldly thing didn't provide other than music. And it was the pursuit of doing that, and I always wanted to play in a band, but I didn't have the option, so it was making these songs by myself. I recorded all the songs, I played all the instruments, I mixed the whole EP, I mastered it, I released it, all with the hopes of finding members to play with, and I couldn't wait because I just had songs I wanted to make. After finishing these songs and getting ready for them to be released and going through dozens of different band members, either because they weren't interested or it just didn't fit and it was just not working the way I wanted to, and there was a lot of rejection almost, that it made me arrogant instead of being vulnerable. It just made me more cocky, and it was like, I'll do it myself. I will do every piece of it myself, and I don't need anybody to help me. And I did that for a long time. And the project just could continue, but it became so much better when I met the right friends and I met the right musicians that brought their perspectives, because it was no longer I write all the parts and you play those parts. These friends and members understand the project on the same level that I do, and the way that they bring their creative energy to the project is exactly what it needs, and like what I wanted for the longest time. And that's how Sun Hills is now. I remember writing a song and having it set and pretty much knowing exactly what it needed to be, but I was like, I'll leave this open so we can write it together, and then if it sucks, I'll just do it all myself. And then writing with B and with Leo and with Sam and just hearing the parts that they came up with was better than anything I could have written. But it was so perfect for the project. It was so Sun Hills, but it was not me who wrote it. And it was like, Sun Hills is not me. Sun Hills is this group of people, and it's this idea that we're all pushing for.
If I don't let you close, then you can hurt me, and all the things I love the most, they can't desert me. I think I'm in love and I don't want to be. I need you to stay or stay away from me.
I had a lot of experiences making the record and coming out of making that EP, just in my life, where I've been very depersonalized and detached from myself and my identity, and just the way I fit in the world, and having that disconnect, and then seeing myself without attaching like your idea of yourself to what you see. I realized how other people saw me, and how not just like my physical body, but their ideas of me, because they have this character in everybody's brains of me, of Drew. And I realized that those characters were probably wrong, just because I am so guarded and so bad at being vulnerable. And that sparked a really profound change in me, where I realized if I was going to stay the same, I would literally die and have nobody know me. People will think they knew me. My friends will think they knew me, but I will die having nobody really know me. And there's a lot of safety in being guarded, but there's also a lot of loneliness in like being safe. And that just wasn't appealing to me anymore. I'd done that enough where it was like, it's time to be a little bit vulnerable, but have somebody know me and understand me.
I think she'll say she wants me to stay, stay. I feel her hold me. I think she'll say she wants me to stay, stay.
I feel like I understand Brian Wilson, and I feel like I understand Julian Casablancas, and I just feel like I know a little bit of what it's like to be in their heads, because I resonate with that music. And to do that in a group with everybody is like the best thing. And to like get lost in just that emotion and just like that empathy in a group is like healing. That's been the worst part of like quarantine and COVID, is like there's none of that anymore. And I feel like a lot of people are more depersonalized now and derealized and just like kind of detached from the world, because the world can go on halt. The world can come to a dead stop and you will still be alive, and you will still have to wake up every day and like continue your life. And it, and that like is such a shock. And so I don't know, I think making music where we can all be okay with like feeling like we aren't enough. Sun Hills really has become something over quarantine and COVID, because we've had the time to rehearse and get better as a band, because there's not that pressure to go play shows. And there's that understanding and connection when you're there, when you're in the room, that like has really helped me and gotten me through. Looking back on the EP as that has come out, I'm realizing that I wrote music and I wrote lyrics in a very vague way, in denial that I was making it accessible for everybody, because it wasn't too specific. But in reality, I was just not willing to be open enough to insert my own life. And there are elements of my life in those songs, and I am vulnerable on that EP, but it's just not in the same way where I felt like I could truly just talk about what I wanted to talk about. I was chasing experiences, but on the surface level, because of that fear. Being in a band setting where I can be vulnerable with my friends and have them understand me and understand the music that we're pursuing has led to a lot of openness about identity or masculinity or a lot of these things that I think about a lot of the time that I don't think I would have shared or even let myself think about or understand or talk with people about, just because I didn't want to be vulnerable. I was happy being safe and dying alone, and that's just not how I am anymore. It's not fixed. Like I'm not like miles ahead of my old self, but I am making progress in that realization, and the music that's coming out of it is shaping a better version of my life and better music. I definitely think letting people in just to the way you work and the things you think about and the disappointments you feel, or just the vulnerability of like, I am not where I want to be, and that is okay. And I want you to know that, because I know that you aren't where you want to be, because I don't know if anybody's where they want to be yet. Is that a good way to explain it? I don't know. This is the problem, is like, I'm trying to explain like what I'm talking about and I cannot do it. Like, this is why we make music, is because I can talk to you about it and I can get close, but if I can play you this noise and these notes and this melody and make you feel something, and it's the same thing I'm feeling, that is like a level of understanding that only art can give you. And I can like only say so much, but that is like the like main base of like what being a human is to me. Let me play you a song. Let me send you a song. The new music is more vulnerable, of course, but it's more direct, and it has this new confidence in knowing nothing. It's just like being confident in the fact that we know nothing, but we can play music. There's more direct emotions, but it's more broad in the span of emotions that we're trying to tap into. Because Roll Your Windows Down was one specific emotion, and there's different colors and flavors on the EP, but I do feel like we're stretching into new territories and talking about new things that I feel like are really interesting. But it's talking about loneliness. Like there's a line in one of the new songs that we're gonna record in September that goes, "You've only seen myself through mirrors and through pictures, and I wonder if you wonder if I'm nothing else. As corny as that sounds, I think Sunhills just gets cornier and cornier as we go on. But I guess that's the fear, right? Like, I don't want to be corny, so I'll be ironic and I won't be vulnerable. But I don't want to die alone, and so I'm going to be corny, I guess. You're going to hear a new song called You Love Me Cause You're Bored, which is a debut and is not available anywhere else yet, only on Slug Mag. And this is the death and rebirth of Sunhills. This is the last Sunhills song that I made completely by myself. So, cheers.
I don't give myself a chance. What's the point of a derelict? I wanna know. Should I stay or go? I shouldn't give myself a chance. Every time I get hurt, it always lasts so long. Something like this. I'm losing my
Sunhills is on all streaming services, and we're on Instagram. That's Sunhills, one word. We're releasing a song in September, and we're recording new music in September. So be on the lookout. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to like and review us on iTunes.
Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.